Of course you know Philippa Hitchin, my friend and colleague here at Vatican Radio's English feature programme. Well, she's currently on her way to take part in a meeting in Malaga, Spain, organised by the Council of European Episcopal Conferences, entitled The Europe of People on the Move, Overcoming Fears, Planning Projects. An interesting theme for sure, so just before going, I got her to tell me more about it.
The conference is organised by the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, which brings together the presidents of 35 bishops' conferences throughout Europe. But there'll also be other delegates attending, about 100 people, including national directors of pastoral care of migrants organisations, people working in the field on this critical issue of migration. The theme, as you say, is people on the move in Europe, overcoming fears, outlining prospects. And it's divided into three broad areas. First of all, the effect of migration on the family. Secondly, the effect of migration on community parish life. And thirdly, a sort of broader look at the effect of migration on society as a whole in Europe.
I understand, Philippa, that you are particularly being called to comment and, say, wrap up a series of interventions on the theme of the family.
Yes, there'll be a couple of presentations and then workshops to really try and thrash out some practical ideas about how family life is being affected by migration and how the church can take a positive, a more constructive role perhaps in trying to address some of the issues, particularly areas like, for example, the education of children. I mean, you know yourself, in schools here in what was once such a very Catholic country, now schools are full of children with Orthodox backgrounds from Eastern Europe, perhaps Muslim children coming in. This is obviously a phenomenon that's affecting all sorts of other European countries as well. How does that affect the church role? How do you teach religious education in that very multicultural, multi-religious context? But also in old age, it's not just the children. What about the migrants when they become older? What kind of assistance, what kind of rights, what kind of social security do they have in their old age to have a decent standard of living when they're no longer working as carers or gardeners or drivers or whatever the jobs that they've been doing? What kind of guarantees do they have? What about, obviously, mixed marriages? This is another huge area of interest. How is the church responding to these challenges? Priests, as we know, are already overtaxed in their duties. How do they respond to this enormous, if you like, ecumenical and interfaith issues that are being raised by mixed marriages and mixed families more generally?
Well, absolutely. These are all topics that touch each and every one of us. It seems to me that the CCEE has had this issue to heart for quite a while now. It's not the first time they've organised seminaries, conferences, whatever, on migration and on overcoming fears as such. Can you tell us a little bit about CCEE and how it works?
Yes, as I say, the organisation brings together the presidents of these 35 bishops' conferences throughout, very broadly across the European continent and also slightly beyond that. And it deals with a number of areas, but clearly any issue that they are touching on, any area that they come together to discuss at their meetings, obviously is influenced by this huge phenomenon of globalisation and this massive movement of people across the continent, both within Europe and also from developing countries here into Europe. So they're constantly looking at questions of why people move. People who come seeking asylum, obviously from conflict countries, people who are coming, so-called economic migrants, seeking better jobs in Europe. And it's often, as you probably know, it's often the churches which are trying to provide some kind of voice, if you like, a Christian perspective on this question, which is so often seen by the media, by politicians, as simply a problem, a security issue. In fact, this theme, overcoming fears, which are raised very much by this kind of concept we have of waves of people invading our country. And you know the kind of politics that have exploited that sense of fear. So the church very much in the forefront of trying to look at what are the positive aspects of this migration. You know, the huge impact that it has on providing different cultural influences to the parish life, to church life. But as I said before, also the challenge challenges? You know, what does it mean to suddenly a priest to find that he has an enormous Polish or Spanish-speaking community, or maybe languages that he doesn't know at all? How do you respond to those challenges? So this is an area that the CCEE is definitely very much dealing with this in most of its meetings these days.
What happens at the end of this conference? You wrap up at the end of the week. I imagine there'll be some kind of document will be drawn up.
Yes, the idea, I think, is to bring together, to listen to as many different voices as possible, people working, as I say, in the field very directly with migrants and with those, you know, these particular issues that we've been talking about, and to try and thrash out some very practical ways which could then be of use to the churches in all these different countries, some practical ideas in which they can respond to the challenges that we'll be talking about.
That was Philippa Hitchin talking about a conference on migration organised by the Council of European Episcopal Conferences from the 27th of April to the 1st of May.